Well, when I arrived, the situation was that the accommodation was on fire. There was smoke coming out. We could not see much flames. And the crew was being already taken out. So it didn't seem to be such a big fire at the beginning, but it spread very quickly, and that's why the crew had to be disembarked in a very quick way. Obviously, our first concern was the safety of the crew, and the first hour has all been about make sure that they were all accounted for and that they were all well, and that there was a very good, exceptionally good cooperation by the fire brigade, by the police, by the St. John's ambulances. All the staff was really phenomenal, what they did, etc. And then he progressed with the firefighting once all the crew has been secured.
It's very lucky that there was no livestock on board. I think you'd agree, Mauro.
Oh, yes, yeah, it would have been another thing that we had to deal with in case there was.
Now, Mauro, standing from the wharf this morning, what could you see exactly? Was there any evidence of the fire?
Yeah, you can see a little bit of black marking coming out of the window, but you know, unless you know that there's been a fire, you probably not even noticed that there's been a fire on the vessel.
And have you been allowed to see the damage inside?
No, not yet, because the vessel is still under control of the fire brigade for their investigation, and then there is the police that is checking that nobody goes on board, although we had a small crew in the engine room to keep things running.
And I understand some crew members were taken to hospital, one in a critical but stable condition. Have you spoken to that person?
I didn't personally because unfortunately I was at the port, but I had one of my representatives in the hospital to check. And the news that we have is that it's stable and maybe slightly improvement, although he's still in intensive care. But it led us to think that it's an improving situation.
Now, 6,000 head of cattle were due to board that ship. Where are those animals now?
The animals are in the quarantine feedlot where they were for the last 7 days, and they are well looked after. There is no issue with that. The feedlots got plenty of food and water, so there is no animal welfare issue at all.
And were they in transit when the fire broke out?
They were, some of them were on the way, but they never been on board, so they were sent back to the feedlot as soon as the problem arrived.
So how long do you expect the Ocean Drover to be sitting on the water there?
Not long, but not having even been on board, neither me nor my technical people, it's a very hard question to answer at this stage.
I mean, having the vessel just sit there, what's it costing your company each day, having the vessel unusable and taking up that port space?
Well, you see, we own the vessel, so that is an accident that has been dealt with, and we got insurance covers for events like this. So I don't think it's a normal situation for obviously, but we have all contingency plan in place, insurances, etc. So we are well off in that respect.
Now we've heard in the news that the damage to the ship is expected to run into millions of dollars. How accurate is that?
I don't know. I wonder how somebody can tell you how the damage is if nobody has seen the ship. So I cannot answer that question. They said. I can only tell you, without having seen the ship, that you always wish that the accommodation is the thing that you need to fix because of the simplest to fix, but the extent is impossible to tell now without having seen what's really inside there.
Would you estimate it to be more than 1 million?
I don't know. I mean, as I said, I haven't seen anything yet. How can I say?
So how long will the Ocean Drover be out of action for?
Well, that is also another difficult question to answer. I don't expect too long. As I said, it's not a structural damage or anything like that. The engine is working. So all the major equipment is completely unaffected. So not long, but it's hard to tell a time now.
Several months, Mauro?
Not several. Let's call it a few.
A few months, okay. Now this vessel in particular has a history of breakdowns. Would you consider writing this vessel off, or you are convinced it is repairable?
No. It's absolutely repairable. There is no doubt about it. And I don't agree with the fact that the vessel has got a history of breaks down. She had a couple of one breakdown recently, but I don't have the number, but I guess that if I take the whole fleet of Leistocadia, she's still the best performing vessel of all.
Well, the Ocean Drover is, of course, the world's largest purpose-built livestock carrier. I'm sure that's something that Wellard is proud of. What was it like seeing this ship, your baby, go up in flames?
I was very sad because this is really my baby in the sense that I designed the ship in the first place. But when you are a shipping company, you are also trained to deal, unfortunately, with distress situation. So you have to leave those sort of feelings apart and deal with the emergency, and that's what we were all concentrating on. If you want to consider the size of the vessel, the affected area is probably 1% or 2% of the vessel, so it was not up in flame at all.
Now, Mauro, have you been in touch with your Indonesian customer that was expecting this shipment of cattle?
Yes, of course we are. We are dealing with it and is under control. That's not the only vessel we have. We have a fleet of ships, so we are turning them around and we should be okay. There will be a bit of delay, but we are dealing with it. So
you'll replace that ship with another one of your fleet?
Yes. We will change probably the program a little bit and keep going. I mean, as I said, it's a bit of a setback, but it's not a major event that will become a big issue.
So when do you expect those 6,000 cattle to get on board another ship and leave?
I don't have that answer now, but very shortly, I think.
Now, I understand the carrier was due to leave Fremantle Port today or tomorrow, depending on the loading time, and sail via Darwin to get more cattle, and then sail to Indonesia. Is that still the plan, to go via the Northern Territory?
Yeah. The cattle are still there, and they will be taken by another ship.
So this hasn't caused any significant backlogs of cattle or cattle waiting to enter the feedlots to go on the next ship?
Not much. Again, we are we speak, we are working out the alternative schedule. So, but I don't think that there will be a backlog of cattle waiting for export now.
Mauro Balzerini, I really appreciate you spending some time with our program today, and I look forward to keeping in touch to see how it all goes.
No problem. Thank you to you.